Toilet Reviews. Yeah, we are doing another one, and this is the show where we number two review you toilet. Okay, welcome. Yeah, those intros, they're only getting better. Come on, that was so good. Welcome back. We have it's not quite a Flick Friday today, but TV Friday. Dang it. I really couldn't think of anything on the spot. But we are looking at a great TV show today that I already reviewed a year ago, but we got a season two. And we are talking about The Bear, season two. Very happy that this turned around somewhat quickly because a lot of other shows I've been excited for seasons two of. Yeah, that sounded right. Like House of the Dragon, Arcane. I don't know. A bunch of shows are taking like they're going to be taking 2+ years for a second season to come around. And this one was just nice that it came around just a year later. And wow, what a great change up we have in season two here. This will have some spoilers in it, so run away if that's not what you want. But I spoke very highly of this show last year on season one. And this season is quite different. I feel that they definitely changed things up a little bit. It went a little bit more in the way of a lot of other TV shows where the episodes all feel a little more meta in the sense that it's not as driven with a single purpose. Like in the first season, we see them working in this beef shop. There's so much chaos and stress from them working in it. Like, it does hop around from character to character a bit, but it does feel more centralized. In season two, it's like almost each episode focuses on a different character or like a flashback or something else. And we just get a lot of that. And I thought I wasn't going to like that. Like, while it was happening, I was like, okay, here we go. Because I've seen this in other shows too, like Rami on Hulu, who also, Rami, the titular character, he actually directed an episode here on The Bear season two, which is kind of cool. But the season two of that show definitely got a little more into the side periphery characters, whatever you want to say. And yeah, while it was started happening, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, but I ended up really loving it because of how it brought it all back together. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But this show is, yeah, kind of a drama comedy. And yeah, we're on season two now, and in season one, we see the sandwich shop, you know, that's been around for a while, and now at the end, they close it, and they decide they're going to open up a restaurant, like a good, nice, legit restaurant. And this season is what we see in the working toward that, leading up to their opening night as a sort of dress rehearsal for just family and friends. And I was not expecting so many emotional moments in this show. I don't know. Like, there were some emotional pieces in the first season, but this season really had some hard-hitting episodes and moments that, yeah, I'm excited to come back to these, honestly. We have a great cast with Jeremy Allen White as Carmi, the main guy. His cousin, or not cousin, whatever, Richie, is played by Eben Moss Bachrock. And Sydney, who's opening up the restaurant with him, is played by Ayo Edebiri. So I hadn't seen any of these actors in anything. In fact, outside of Abby Elliott, who plays his sister, Natalie, I don't think I've seen any of these actors really before because I never watched Shameless. So I hadn't seen Jeremy Allen White. And the rest are just all, you know, not like small actors, but just hardworking actors who are in smaller roles, I guess, or just more in the... just on the sideline, I guess. But we do get a lot of great, great guest stars in this season. Namely, Jamie Lee Curtis as Carmi's mom. Sarah Paulson as a cousin of Carmi. John Mulaney as Sarah Paulson's boyfriend. Bob Obendurk as, an on-and-off boyfriend of Carmi's mom. It's just packed with good guest stars this season, and they really deliver. In fact, the episode that they are all in, which is called Fishes, was I don't know I feel like I think I'm not great at this sometimes because I see something and then talk about it the next day and I'm like, and it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And that's how I feel right now about fishes. That episode of TV was truly spectacular. It's chaotic. It just feels like a family eating together when the worst possible scenarios play out, you know, with just high tension situations between family members as it occurs. And I've never had it get this bad where my mom drives through the house with the car and people are throwing forks at each other and screaming profanities at each other. But, you know, we've touched, I don't know, closer things. I don't know. It hasn't gotten that bad. But this episode, though, seeing a family work together like this and just it's raw. There's a lot of silence between the intense moments, which lets the tension build. And it was just really beautifully done. And this was kind of a flashback, which explains some context of, you know, you see Carmi's brother who died before season one even started and things like that. So it adds a lot of context to these characters. And that's what the season really did provide, was in-depth looks at each of the characters. In fact, most of the main characters, like we're talking 10-ish characters, we really got to see a much deeper look at. And I really appreciated that. So we're seeing them go through all these different things, you know, trying to open this restaurant. Nothing's working out. And finally, it all kind of comes together for the restaurant to open at the end of the 8th episode of the season. And I expected this to only be 8 episodes because the last season was only 8 episodes. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's like kind of a good ending. It like kind of ramped into them being like, all right, we're going to open. And then there were 2 more, and I was very grateful. We get to see the soft opening of the restaurant. And it was that final episode finally brought back that stress that I felt in the first season by watching these guys work in the kitchen, just nothing going right, and then them pulling through. And it was just done in such a good way. I didn't see anything coming that happened this season. And I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. We get to see a lot of characters who are having to choose between their personal lives and their professional lives. And it's a hard decision when that professional life is a not very lucrative, stressful, high hours life as a chef, you know? But the love that these people have for what they do, they turn back to it time and time again, even if it isn't the most lucrative or anything. And just the performances, everything was there. Great musical choices and the soundtrack. I don't know. I can't speak highly enough about this show. I think this season gets a nice 9 out of 10 for me. And I know I kind of rambled through this review. It was kind of hard to gather my thoughts, like thinking about it all, because there is a lot that happens. But I do recommend the show to people. You have to be able to have a palate, we'll say, for high stress, you know, drama situations with a lot of language. But I don't know. It felt great to me. I really liked this show and recommend it to you all. The National Day today is it's like a 2 out of 10 day for me. National Milk Chocolate Day. Who's eating milk chocolate still? Didn't we all grow out of that? Aren't you all eating dark chocolate by now? The superior chocolate? The description of the holiday. Milk chocolate is the most popular member of the chocolate family, and with good reason. I disagree. Everyone, go to a local chocolate tasting class, and there probably won't be any milk chocolate, and maybe 1 out of 9 choices will be milk, but come on. We're old enough now to know that we can eat dark chocolate. The bitterness just means it's better, right? Okay. Thank you for listening to another episode of Toilet Reviews. We will see you next week. Bye.